You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another Money Halakha class. You can get this class and all other previous classes as well as in high quality and speed options from the website at moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be speaking about a case of stealing or taking items when it's your close family or it's a close friend. Does that make a difference or not? When you take an item, we're talking about when you don't take it with any permission at all. Now, the case is like this. We want to talk about if it's your brother, your sister, your parents, also your wife or your husband. Your wife and your husband, we're going to speak about in another additional class later because there are more to that. But the general rule is that, and we're using a sefer called the Halachas of Other People's Money by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner. And he brings over here that the halacha is, when it comes to taking something without permission from your brother, sister, or parents, we're not talking about children in this video as well. Children is a completely separate halacha. Again, we're talking about parents, brothers and sisters, and your spouse. The halacha is that if you want to take something from that person, then it depends. If you don't have any permission whatsoever, and you have never borrowed or taken that item from the person before, then the halacha is that you are not allowed to take the item from them without their permission, and it is considered stealing. Now, however, if in the past you regularly took this type of item from your brother, sister, or parents, or close friend, and they were fine with it, and they had the owner's approval, then he says over here that it's not going to be considered stealing because it's as if you have a pre-approval from the person to take that item. Even now, when you take without permission. So let's give an example. You have a brother, his name is Reuven, or whatever you want to call your brother, and in his house, you visit his house once in a while, and when he's there, he always says, yeah, take food from the fridge, you can take food, this and that. One time, you come by, you're passing by his house, you know the code, whatever, you go into the house, and he's not there, and you're hungry. So in this case, since we have had prior cases where he has let you take food from his fridge, then we can assume now that you have the pre-approval to take it because in the past he has allowed you. Mashenkin, in contrast to a case where they have never let you use that item or take that item before, then you do not have the pre-approval and it would be considered stealing. Right? If it's not the practice, even if you are sure that the person is going to be very happy and they would say, oh yeah, you could have taken it, I wouldn't have minded, and you should have even taken more, in such a case you would not be allowed to take the item and it would be considered stealing because you have never taken that type of item before from your brother, sister, parents, or very close friend. So let's say another example would be, let's say you're walking by your brother's house, Reuven, and you need some money. And you know that he has money somewhere, you know where he hides his money or wherever it is. And you go into the house and he has never given you money before, never lent you money. So the question is like this, can you go in and take the money and you know that he's going to allow it? And even in truth, afterwards he says, yeah, it was perfectly fine, you could have taken the money, could have taken more money, it's not a problem. But since you had never borrowed the money from him in the past, it's an item which you had never borrowed before, so therefore the halacha is that it would be considered stealing and you would not be allowed to take the item. And we're talking about even if afterwards they say it's okay, but because you never had the permission in the first place, you're not allowed to take the item. Now he brings over here on the footnotes a very important point, is that many times people are very, very stringent, they're very careful with other people's money, but when it comes to their parents, they say, yeah, it's my parents, they grew up in their house, they don't care, everything's fine. No. This rule also applies to the parents. A person can't just say that, again, we're saying that if the parents always allow them, it's just like any other person who allows them these types of things in each category that they've let them before. But if it's something totally new, the parents have never allowed them to have before or take, people are it says that people can be very lenient and take items from their parents without even telling them. And they don't even like worry about it and they think it's not a problem because yeah, it's my parents, eventually it's going to be mine, whatever the reasons they think. So this is a person must be very careful for such a thing and you shouldn't take anything from your parents either unless you had prior permission from them. And it's not true that you could just take anything from your parents as well. So again, in summary, we're saying that if you have had permission to take that item before, that type of item before, then it would be okay. But if you have never had permission before to take that item from your brother, sister, parents, or close friend, then it would be not allowed. Same applies with a spouse. We're going to speak about that a little bit more.